think I'm much of an improvable seeker. This is something that came up in my reflections, and I think that's the ideal almost. Like, if you can be independent, and don't get me wrong, like, it's always nice to get compliments. It's always nice to get praise. And I think we're all deserving of it to greater or lesser degrees, and we all need it as well. But if you can be as independent as possible and not have to run on compliments or praise as fuel to do life, I think that's the ideal. You got to take care of yourself first before you worry about taking care of anybody else. If you're doing things in life, it doesn't matter what area, relationships, business, in music, or anything else that you might be taking on, if you're not getting the results that you're looking for, I mean, it means that some aspect of what you're doing is not working, right? I can tangibly see since February, when I started working out again, that I am getting, like, results. I am looking more trim and fit and in shape and getting muscle and losing fat. So, like, there's proof right there that it's working. If someone wanted to get the results that I'm getting right now, there would be good reason to listen to me. If I wasn't getting those types of results and I was just merely advising people from my armchair, like, that's a whole other situation. So we want to be mindful of, like, where are we getting outcomes before we worry about trying to advise others on the direction that they should go in. First, look at whether our method is working at all in, like, in any capacity. So I'm not talking merely about being independent. I think, culturally speaking, like, North America has a lot to learn in terms of culture from Japan. And, you know, people often come back to me and say, everything has its pros and cons. And yeah, that is true. You know, Japan has some odd bits of culture that can be a little bit hard to understand or process. You could get thrown in jail for rather bizarre reasons, but I think every country has that. If you really start looking into the law, like, there's almost no country that doesn't have some really bizarre rules that could get you into trouble. So I just think there's something to be learned about community culture. It's something that Japan does so well, and I'm sure it happens in other countries too. I just haven't seen it. So I'm not just talking about being independent, although that is definitely important. I think with the approval seeking, it's almost your tolerance for, like, what links are you willing to go to get people's attention. And it's exactly what we're seeing with influencer culture. It's exactly what we're seeing with creator culture. People are going around and running around in tiny little bikinis, or if you're an OnlyFans model, then naked. Yeah. There's ASMR, there's video games, there's all this stuff that, you know, look, some people genuinely love what they do and are good at it. I'm not going to take that away from them. But you will also find that there are people who do this just because they think it will get them the lifestyle that they want. And in some cases, it does. You can get advertising money. You can get sponsors. And if you're smart, you eventually dovetail your influence into a business, like something that will have lasting value. Chances are, especially in the case of models, will you have a career 10 years from now? Will you have a career 20 years from now? And so there's a lot of short-sightedness, and we tend to give undue praise to influencers who actually don't have much foresight as far as when their thing could end, why their thing could end, and what are they going to do after they're no longer able to do what they're doing right now, because they don't have the facility to do it, or they're not as young as they used to be, or other factors. I guess my point is, like, approval seeking is so beneficial right now to people who are willing and able to do it. People who really get a kick out of, like, constantly seeking validation. And there really is a dark side to it, too. I honestly think there's conditions that have yet to be diagnosed as far as, like, constantly needing validation for everything is concerned. It's not a sustainable, workable thing in the real world. People aren't always going to like you. This is the thing that I've been running into, right? You didn't do anything wrong. Nothing was done wrong. You were just going about living your life, and then suddenly people are like, I don't like you, and here's why. And so, and they will come up with any reason. It doesn't even matter if it's even remotely true. They'll just come up with a reason why they don't like you. And an approval seeker would probably find a way. I mean, there's no use and there's no need to feed trolls, because ultimately there's enough people in the world. I think 25% are going to like you, 25% can be convinced to like you, 25% aren't going to like you, and 25% can be convinced not to like you. The ratio is always going to work out to something along those lines. But I think an approval seeker is someone who would maybe try, like, go above and beyond and try to get people to like them. And, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to make that wrong. But me not being much of an approval seeker, it's like I don't go on to social media to try to get people's validation. Yeah, I've taken a few self-indulgent selfies and things like that, but I think pretty much everyone does that, right? That's not really unique to me. You know, basically, there's some downsides and upsides to everything. The upside to being an approval seeker in today's economy is that there are ways to capitalize on that. And you might make for a really great influencer, and you might be able to please a lot of people. And then really the downside to that is, what is that doing to your mental health? Is it really building your confidence in yourself and who you are? You have a sense of identity apart from how you look or how you show up or how you present on social media. And then if you're not much of an approval seeker, inevitably something will get left on the table, right? Again, I don't think there's any way to get along with absolutely everyone all the time. I think we can at least come to an understanding where we're not constantly fighting, but trying to get everyone to like you is definitely a fool's errand. And so the downside is, like, you're really just not going to pay much heed to people who don't like you. Even though you might be in the band with them, even though you might be living with them, even though they might be your business partners. Ultimately, I think it's just about being mindful of who you are. Are you an approval seeker? Are you more of an independent person? Do you fall somewhere between the two? If you are an approval seeker, then is there something you could do with that? Right now, there's lots of opportunities to potentially make some cash on that as an influencer, as a social media personality. And if you're an independent, then what's the benefits of that? Like, how could you use that to your advantage? It's not about not caring what other people think so much as really tending to you and yours, right, more than anything else. Before you worry about what someone random on the internet said about your latest video, you first look at yourself, your family, your friends, your collaborators, the people who actually have a vested interest in you, the people who care about you. That's where your energy would go. And then what would that look like, and what would be the benefit of that?
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.